Thank you for calling on more. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm not for sure if I like called the right place or not, but we got a bucket truck and I wanted to know like how much we still owe on it.
Okay, do you have your contract or customer ID number?
No, but I have like the VIN.
Okay, what's your zip code?
23693.
And what's your first and last name?
Mine is Brianna McLaughlin, but it's going to be under our company, Joswell Corp.
Okay, what's the name of the company?
Joswell, J-A-S-W-A-L, and then Corp as in corporation, C-O-R-P.
Could it be under a different zip code or a different name?
I don't think so. I can give you my boss's name.
Okay, what's his name?
Harjap, H-A-R-J-A-P, last name Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Okay, I'm not pulling anything up with this information. Do you have equipment that's financed through Amor?
Yeah. It's our 2017 bucket truck. I'm trying to pull up something for you. Is there anything else you can use to search?
No, I'm searching with the name now, but it's not pulling anything up.
Even under Joswell?
Yes.
And how did you spell it?
Hang on just a second. Okay, and how
are you asking for like the
How is the name of the company spelled? I could have it spelled wrong. But it's not pulling up with his name.
It's J-A-S as in Sam, W-A-L. And then Corp as in corporation, C-O-R-P.
Okay, so I do have it pulled up here. But you're not listed as an authorized contact on the contract, so I wouldn't really be able to give you any information unless he is there.
Okay.
To
give me 1 second, I'll add him to the call. Y'all there?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi,
hello,
how you doing?
Yes, hello. This is Jamie from Amor. And I would just need you to verify some information and give me permission to speak with Brianne for the next 24 hours.
Sure.
Hey, can you please verify the telephone number and email address?
It's a 757-768-7715. That's my cell phone. And my email is hsing@jaswellcorp.com.
Okay. All right, so we'll be able to speak with her for the next 24 hours. If you need anything over that, you would have to have her added to the contract to be able to speak with her in the
no problem.
In the future.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Good.
Wait, are you wanting a general balance or an actual payoff amount?
Our actual payoff amount.
Okay, so the payoff amount would have to be emailed. We can't give that over the phone.
Okay.
But we can get that emailed, and it would go to the email address that is on file.
Okay. And what's the generalized one you were talking about?
The general balance is $67,169.04.
And that's how much we bought it for?
Correct. Or,
what do you think?
The general balance is what is left that's due on the equipment.
Oh, 67 is what's left?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're sending me what? Or the email you're sending me is
it's going to be the payoff amount. So if you wanted to pay it off,
and
it
would. Okay. Is there a way I can look at this online and, like, create an account?
Yeah, so we have a portal. It's goamore.com.
Okay. I think I'm on there, and then it just, like, brought me to a thing that does, like, sign in, not, like, create an account.
So, you'd have to sign in, and whenever the contract was first started, there would have been an email that you received for your password. If you don't have that, you may have to do forgot password.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.